My name's Will DeFries, and this is the Sunday Scaries Podcast, your cure for the Sunday blues. Despite my hesitancy to discuss it in the past, I'm not exactly afraid to admit that my largest source of anxiety is derived from one thing and one thing only: money. I don't have a budget despite knowing how much it would help me regularly save. I don't use Mint to track my purchases. Hell, I don't even regularly check my bank account because I still have that icky feeling I got in my mid-20s after a big weekend out. But I'm in a different place now. I'm making what I would consider a salary that keeps me happy. Financially, I feel like I'm in a pretty comfortable place. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean that my concerns over it have just up and vanished. I still have those nights where I stay up late thinking about things related to it. Pending large purchases in my near future, the thought of my income just going away one day. I even make up scenarios where my identity gets stolen and I have to pay off a loan someone took out in my name. With every passing year, I do actually think that I'm taking strides to improve my relationship with money. I know it will always be an ongoing process, but I'm definitely moving the direction I want to be moving in. This past week, I decided that I wanted to hear from listeners about the aspects of their lives that give them the most anxiety. In doing this, my aim isn't to make the audience feel secondhand anxiety as much as it is for them to realize it's completely normal to feel uneasy about certain aspects of your life. For every part of your life that you feel isn't together, others would be envious of what you do have together. I know it's cliche to say that the grass is always greener, but sometimes it's worth reiterating. As it goes, sometimes it just helps to simply know that you're not alone. Everything that follows is an unedited response from listeners just like you. The existential feeling of not letting my family and friends down, and that I'm on the path to a successful life. I guess this comes from being in college, and the decisions I make may or may not have a lasting impact on my future. To curb this, I try to remember that my family will love and support me no matter what. Also, just to put everything in perspective and not worry about the future as much and appreciate the here and now of day-to-day life. I've always been anxious about my size. Size meaning large, heavy, fat. Like most, it started in middle school. I had the teen puberty trifecta: glasses, braces, too much of me around my stomach and hips. I was the kid with the massive target on his back for every joke. Now, being in my mid-20s, I like to think I've made strides since those fateful middle school years, feeling, looking, and being healthier. But there's still that nagging voice in my head that says I'm still that same size, which is too big. Anytime a trip to the beach, a day at the pool, or that shirt that hugs in just the wrong places, the stress, anxiety, whatever you want to call it, it comes back. It happens in even the most random scenarios. Meeting my girlfriend's dad, all I could think about is if he thought I was overweight. Then the anxiety builds. Why are you thinking about that now? Now I'm anxious about being anxious. There's no end to it. Luckily, I found a routine. Finding time for the gym, making healthy decisions, having a partner who's supportive. It's not perfect. There are good and bad days, but finding the small things to shift my mindset are seemingly the biggest ways for me to address it. Running just a bit farther than the day before, finding a new recipe that's healthy and doesn't taste like cardboard, putting my phone on Do Not Disturb and leaving it in the other room while enjoying time with my girlfriend. There's never been a sweeping change. It's just the little things that make all the difference. Losing my job. I've been a contract employee with the government for nearly 4 years now, and every time my contract comes close to its end date, I start to panic and have anxiety about how I would manage if I wasn't renewed or if I wasn't able to find another position. The best approach I've found is to be proactive and stay ahead of the job hunt to ensure I'm prepared with other opportunities in the event that a renewal does not present itself. So far, so good, as I'll be starting a new position the next week on an 18-month contract, which opened a lot of new doors to try to find a permanent position. Job security and financial security. I don't want to have to ask my parents for money like I had to do immediately out of college starting out in New York City. I also think I'll feel more free once I feel very financially stable. I budget everything, which sometimes gives me more anxiety, but it helps me know where I'm going wrong with spending money. I'm going into my last year of law school and don't know where I'll be working the next year. People I go to school with have interned at big firms and have offers already, and we'd make an insane amount of money just out of college. I'll be finishing school with over $150,000 in debt between law school and college, and I don't know how I'll pay off my loans or even keep paying my rent after I graduate if I do get a job. But I worry it will take me a while and I have no idea what will happen. I try to remind myself that there are options and I will finally figure it out. My biggest anxiety is that my research career won't amount to anything. I've just started graduate school in physics at a new school, and every night when I lay in bed, I picture professors at my undergrad university talking about me in 10 to 15 years, saying, yeah, he's still trying to get his research going. I recently had the realization that this is all I know, all I've wanted my whole life, and it's possible that it just doesn't work out for me and I've wasted my life trying. I've gone all in on this goal. I've recently started seeing a therapist to try and take control of it. It helps to focus on the work ahead of me and not let my mind drift too far into the future. The future. Am I confident in my career path? Do I want to go to grad school? When will we take the next steps in this relationship? Should I move to a new city? I think this raises the most anxiety because of how big of an unknown it all is, especially as a freshly minted postgrad. Journaling helps me greatly curb my anxiety about this, as well as talking things out with my significant other and my parents, all of whom remind me that things will pan out. I try to get myself into the go-with-the-flow mentality and concentrate on what is good and whole in my life at this moment. Limited time and overcommitting. Sometimes I find myself taking shifts for people or part of their shifts during my own 40-hour work week. I do it to be nice and I can't figure out how to say no. When something goes wrong with a deal and on my end I end up having to work more, I'm always saying, yeah, that's fine, and then I find myself driving an hour out of my way to pick up an orphan possum baby or cookies for a bachelorette party. I feel stretched so thin, but I'm clearly doing it to myself. Partly my own fault because I'm a control freak, but also a people pleaser. But my best remedy for it are two of the following things. One is learning to just say no. It's not rude, and wasting my own time comes at a cost to me, especially when I'm sacrificing taking care of myself. Two, people don't really care as much as I think they do. If I do say no, they aren't going to hate me and they'll figure out another way. Also, they probably aren't paying as much attention to the task at hand and won't care if something is out of place. Or they might have to just pick up some slack too. But before we continue all this, let's take a quick break to hear from this week's sponsors. Liquid IV is the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. It hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, with an added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. Whether you're an avid traveler with limited space in your carry-on, a social butterfly who stayed out too late last night, or simply dehydrated from spending too much time outside this summer, Liquid IV is here to help. All Liquid IV products utilize cellular transport technology, CTT. A specific ratio of glucose, pure cane sugar, sodium, which is just mined salt, and potassium. When mixed with 16 ounces of water, it helps your body absorb more of the water and nutrients you drink directly into your bloodstream. With all clean ingredients, it provides you the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. It's a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks with no artificial flavors or preservatives. They've even donated 1.5 million packets to date to places like Haiti, Uganda, Puerto Rico, and most recently, Nepal. With each purchase you make, Liquid IV donates a serving to someone in need around the world. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, my listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use code SCARIES at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter my promo code SCARIES to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code SCARIES. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. Additionally, we're all looking for ways to relax at night, especially on Sundays. When the weekend winds down and the fear of Monday's grind creeps in, all we want to do is fall asleep. That's why I'm here to talk about my newest sponsor, Rest Up by Alterniscript. Rest Up is a fast-dissolving tablet taken at bedtime. The ingredients at Rest Up help you fall asleep fast by calming your mind and promoting positive sleep patterns. The tropical flavor tablet dissolves in your mouth without water, so there's no more trips to the kitchen or bathroom. This non-addictive sleep aid works naturally with your body and is perfect for everyday use. Sleep is affected by the hormones in your body. When you can't fall asleep, it's because of overactive, wakeful hormones like adrenaline. Rest Up contains only gentle, proven ingredients handpicked for the perfect night's sleep. What's in it? Melatonin, which helps you fall asleep fast and regulate your sleep cycle. Magnesium is linked to the reduction of anxiety and the relation of muscles, and 5-HTP is found in sunflower seeds and is known to elevate your mood. RestUp's patented ingredients regulate your hormones for deeper, more rejuvenating sleep cycles. No more tossing and turning in the middle of the night. Sleeping well at night shouldn't involve a hangover. RestUp's ingredients help you sleep soundly and wake up well rested without ever feeling groggy. You've probably heard of Alterniscript or seen their products in one of the more than 4,000 CVS stores across America. They only use clinically studied, high-quality ingredients. This stuff works, but don't take our word for it. Try RestUp for free right now. Just visit myrestuptrial.com/sundayscaries to get a 14-day trial absolutely free. Again, get your free trial of RestUp right now. Visit myrestuptrial.com/sundayscaries. That's myrestuptrial.com/sundayscaries. And yes, it's in the description of this episode. Getting married before I'm too old. I guess because I probably want kids and don't want to be 65 at their high school graduation. Also, a fear of being lonely as I get older. I try to be as social as I can, hang with friends whenever possible. I have family close by so I can be social with them. I work from home, so meeting someone at work isn't really a possibility. This might sound a bit general, but if I had to choose what makes me most anxious, it would be my time. More specifically, mistakes, missed opportunities, an occasional existential feeling of, am I just wasting my life doing things that I don't actually want to do? The present is always fleeting, and there's little to no benefit polluting it with thoughts about what you did wrong or what might go wrong in the future. I do my best to combat these thoughts and feelings in a variety of ways. I exercise, meditate, go to therapy once every 2 weeks, limit my alcohol intake, maintain a good relationship with family and friends, write, plan, make time for recreation and self-care, all among other things. The most productive thing I've recently started doing is working to remain as present as possible. Do I adhere to these things every day? Unfortunately, no, but it's important to try. Anxiety is a terrible thing. You can build a prison around yourself composed of your rumination. Healthily coping with it is all about taking little steps every day to accept what you can't change, improve yourself, and stay present. My biggest anxiety and fear is simply the paralyzing feeling that the job I'm in is the job I first had out of college, and the fear is that all I know how to do is this. My job isn't demanding, and the culture is one where you have to try to get fired. The bar is incredibly low, and therefore so is the pay, but it's all I know. I don't know if I'm capable or competent enough to work anywhere else, and if so, whether I can give up that security. How do I curb the anxiety? Drinking, long soaks in the tub, running 3 miles a day, and the Sunday Scaries podcast. It's what I listen to while I do my meal prep and pick out my outfits for the week. This may seem a bit nebulous, but I think at the heart of my more general sense of anxiety is the fear that my actions are inadvertently self-sabotaging, and that by engaging in certain practices, behaviors, or even mindsets, I'm undercutting myself to grow. Much like the Scaries descend on Sunday after doing the most on Saturday, this particular sweeping brand of anxiety creeps in when you consider your actions and plans may not be enough to get you to where you want to go. Inevitably, these thoughts emerge in the face of comparison, which is all too prevalent because of social media. Nothing like another Italian vacation photo or yet another engagement post to provoke that simultaneously disheartening and dangerous thought, am I doing this life right? Have I hindered my ability to be happy and successful? I'm sure there are lots of antidotes to this thought. I've employed a few, but the older I get, the best way to curb that sense from taking a trip, whether at Sunday on a 5 or smack dab in the middle of a workday, is to lean in. Listen for a second to yourself and your thoughts, and you'll see that they often pass. You'll get the perspective you need if you allow yourself to be comfortable and feel a little less shitty. As cliche as it sounds, I believe your experiences, and perhaps more importantly, your awareness of the impact of those experiences, are what ultimately are allowing you to be happy. So the solution? Turn off your phone, pour that glass of wine, tune out, cry in the bathtub, take a mental health day, call that friend, just do whatever the hell you've got to do. It's going to be good. I'm constantly worried that I'm getting too old to do something that I'm passionate about for a living. I like my current career, but I sometimes think that my college degree is actually limiting my options rather than creating new, exciting opportunities like I imagined it would. I'm making decent money right now for my age, and giving up my desk job to pursue something I'm uncertain about is frightening to say the least. I often read articles about people who got late starts and went on to lead successful careers as business owners, authors, and entertainers, among other things, which usually helps knowing that I still have a long life ahead of me to pursue my interests. I'm eased by the fact that I can live comfortably in the city around friends and have enough cash to go out and keep up with my hobbies, but something inside of me is always itching for a little more. Money definitely gives me the most anxiety. Spending money, not spending money. Am I saving enough for the future? Should I go on this vacation? How much money do I make compared to my friends? Looking back, I regret the major I chose at the age of 17, not only because I wish I chose a field that paid more, but because I didn't change it when I had the chance. Comparing my income to all my friends is something I know I shouldn't do. Several blogs and podcasts mention this all the time, but it's hard not to when you see your friends drinking wine on a Tuesday at a rooftop bar in Chicago, and I move to Indianapolis and drink shitty beer on Saturday nights. I try to get over this by budgeting my months in advance, listening to podcasts like this one, and reading and listening to stories from people who are in a similar situation as me. I still have hope that as long as I keep grinding, a good opportunity will come my way eventually. To generalize, the things that give me extreme anxiety are things I can't control. To be specific, other people. To drill this down even further, it would be the people I care about most, like family and friends, and how my actions affect them. If I do something that creates a negative reaction from someone I care about, I need to fix it immediately or my anxiety sets in and builds with each passing minute that I can't solve the problem. You can't control how other people feel, and this is the toughest issue for me. My anxiety worsens because I know the feeling will not subside until I have that person back in my corner, but in reality, that's their decision, not mine. I've suffered from anxiety since I was a teenager, and it's something you learn to monitor and control as you grow as a person. I talk to my mother a lot. Talking helps, but many people hate it because it makes you vulnerable. This is why I seek out the person I am most comfortable with being open with, and I know she won't judge me. I use a lot of different positive thought processes that I've developed over time, but talk. It's amazing how much releasing what's suffocating your brain nonstop day in and day out will help. It's like taking a breath of fresh air when you can't breathe. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to subscribe, review, or tell a friend in need about this podcast. By subscribing, you guarantee that each and every episode gets delivered directly to your phone every Sunday morning. You can also follow along on Twitter, which is @SundayScaries, and Instagram, which is @Sunday.Scaries. Or you can follow me both on Twitter and Instagram @WillDeFries. And remember, always trim the wicks on your scented candles. See you next Sunday.